Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Philadelphia Millennial Podcast. It's your host Imani, and I know it's been some time, and I don't know when I'm going to regularly get back into podcasting. However, I know that I had some things that I wanted to share, and that's it. So let's get into it. So I guess I'll title this podcast 33. So I celebrated my half birthday today, and I just wanted to share some things that I have learned in the last 6 months of being 33. It has been a roller coaster. So here are my 33 things I have learned, or not even learned, because it's not even learned. It's really like 33 random ass thoughts that I have since turning 33. So here they go. And when I say random, oh, I mean random. And my first thought is I want to give praise to God. I spent the morning of my birthday, my 33rd birthday, in church, and I cannot think of a better way to have spent my birthday than in church on Sunday, February the 12th. And what I did not know, now mind you, this is all for my first point, that what I did not know is that going to church to help me cope through the losses of year 33 where it was just going to be paramount and a constant theme. Because later on that evening, my Philadelphia Eagles lost the Super Bowl, and I can honestly say I'm just now getting over it and working through it as we are looking good heading into the 2023-2024 season. So my first point is thank you, God, and I cannot believe the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. My second thought is, so I started this list before the primary election, and my second thought was that Philadelphia's next mayor should be a woman, and here we go. We have our woman mayor, Sherelle Parker. My third thought is shout out to cousins that are blood but your friends by choice. Man, I don't know what I would do without my friend cousins. They are some of my favorite people in the entire world. My fourth random thought is I've only been in love twice. And I'm sure if some of my exes or the men I've talked to hearing this, they're like, And the one person I've been in love with is no longer here. And the other person I was in love with looks like a famous Southern, rapper. Shout out to him. And shout out to the person I just had to ignore calling me on FaceTime. My fifth point is sometimes you just have to stop and smell the flowers, period. My sixth thought is that I desire to marry someone who is my friend before anything, okay? I'm kidding. Got my list in front of me, okay? My seventh thought is that all storms run out of rain. So that's for my people that are in the midst of a storm, about to go into a storm. Remember that all storms run out of rain. My eighth thought is that everybody should get their thyroid checked, because your thyroid really controls your whole body outside of your brain, and it's just as important as your brain, and it can throw off your whole body function and multiple systems in your body. Ask me how I know, okay? Let's see what we got. My ninth thought is I cannot believe that cannabis is a Schedule I drug. Like, it comes right after heroin, and that should just not be the case. I think that is absolutely insane, okay? My 10th point and thought is that you should normalize equal employment opportunity commission complaints. They are federal complaints that you can put in to your employer, about your employer, I'm about sexual harassment, discrimination, all sorts of things. And we need to utilize these things to protect us. Point blank, period. I can't stress that enough. And start a paper trail on these people. 11, I love how my relationship with my parents and my older family members and the parents of my friends has evolved over the years. My 12th thought is that I want to implore all of you to give your parents grace where you can. Give yourself grace and give your parents grace, especially the older you get. I know for me, I'm around the age my parents were when they had me. So it's just about giving your parents grace as you get older. My 13th point is go to therapy. Go to therapy. Go to therapy. And don't be afraid to change therapists. Don't be afraid to change doctors, period. Like, that's it. That's all. Point number 14. I really hate those PA gambling machines in the gas stations and other stores. I hate them so bad. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Okay. I hate them. I hate them. My 15th point and thought is that friendship breakups are hard. No one prepares you for them. We always talk about getting your heart hurt by someone you are dating in a romantic way, but we never talk about when your friends break your heart, when your friends disappoint you, when your friends are disloyal and dishonest and dishonorable. Point number 16. I'm tired of men bothering me when they don't have the emotional capacity and they're not ready. Leave me alone. I want a husband. Period. And if you're not ready to step up to be him in due time, leave me the hell alone. I'm really okay. I will be fine. However, in the name of accountability and self-awareness, I have to stop letting you all bother me. So that's enough of that point. My 17th point and thought is advocating for yourself is a necessity, even though it is tiring. Advocate for yourself at work. Advocate for yourself in your relationships. Advocate for yourself definitely in the doctor's office, okay? Point, back up to point. What point was that I made? Hold on, I'm looking on my list. What point did I made about my thyroid? Back to point 8. Advocate for yourself. Because I was told that just because my blood levels were okay, that my thyroid was okay. And I had to advocate and tell them, no one knows me better than me and no one has to live in this body but me. So I know when this body is not functioning the way that it should be, okay? So advocate for yourself. It's necessary and tiring, but you have to do it. Number 18, I've learned that I struggle with dealing with my feelings being hurt and I hate being sad. Therefore, for years, I had avoided stating that my feelings were hurt and stating that I was sad. So acknowledge your feelings and grow through it, but you can't go around it. Acknowledge your hard feelings and learn how to work through them and different coping mechanisms. See point 13, go to therapy. Okay. Point number 19. Some people are not your assignment, and that's okay. In all actuality, most people aren't your assignment, and that's okay. That was just a reminder to myself. Okay. The next one is number 20. No is a complete sentence. Say it with me. Let's practice. No. Okay. Say it with your chest. No. Okay, one more time. No. All right. No was a complete sentence. Number 21, start making people stand on the shit that they say. You right. This is America, baby. You can say what you want, do what you want, feel how you want. Okay. Ain't nobody taking that away from you. You can feel how you want to feel. But if you say some crazy shit, you gonna have to stand on it. Okay. Number 22. Some places don't have a diversity, equity, and inclusion problem. They have a black problem. They want to include everybody but black people. And black people and BIPOC people are not the same. Okay? All right. Now, my next point. Point number 23. I still can't believe I work for the city of Philadelphia. Insane. Insane. I've been trying to leave my current position and department for a year now. However, Pastor Waller preached about brooks being dry, and brooks are full when there's a rainy season and God sends you to a brook, and knowing that it's full now and it's going to be empty. And my God, that spoke to me. Like, God sent me to the city at a very plentiful, a great time, and then it dried up. And I said, Lord, you sent me here. You sent me here. You know what's going on. So I'm still here. Still here. Number 24. Don't ever circle the block for me, because I won't be there. I promise you. I will not be there. It's only one block you can consistently find me on. Okay? Don't spin the block for me. And under any circumstance, please don't spin the block for me. Thank you. Okay? Moving on, good saints. Number 25. Where are all the emotionally mature men at? The ones with emotional capacity. And the ones that have the language to emote. Number 26. I'm literally Beyonce. And my siblings and my first cousins are Destiny's Child. Or you can look at it as I'm David Ruffin and they're the Temptations. I'm Diana Ross and they are the Supremes. However you want to chop it. I'm a chicken cheesesteak and they're the fries. Next, number 27. In an attempt to tone down my strong personality, I have been confused. And some people think I'm sweet. So I'm learning to find a healthy balance in between letting some stuff slide and reminding people just who I am. To God be the glory. Number 28. Hampton is the best HBCU. Historically black college or university. And argue with your bald-headed mammy about it. Okay. Number 29. HBCUs versus everybody though. Shout out to us, okay? Like, shout out to the gang. I'm talking the gang, from the biggest to the smallest to the in-between. If you did one semester at a HBCU, or if you had all of your degrees from a HBCU, shout out to you. And to all my people that wanted to go to a HBCU that didn't, make sure your kids and your kids and the kids in your family are exposed to what greatness happens at historically black colleges and universities. Point number 30. Two things can be true at once. That has been my theme for the year. Two things can be true at once. And that's how I've been getting through this season in my life. The two things can be true at once. Okay? Think about it. Number 31. Everyone God has removed, God has replaced with much better. I lost a sister of mine, an older sister. of mine, someone I thought had my best interest in hand, somebody I thought was loyal, and they lied on me. They drove wedges and have driven wedges in between myself and family members, and I was really upset about it. However, I have three women that I have known, well, two I have known for the past 6 years. One I've known for a little bit, but just really got close in the past 6 months. All older than me, all in their 40s. And I just admired them so much. So it was just like God removed one person from my life. And though it was a very hurtful situation, he really replaced them, that one person, with like three. Like the two, I was able to form a deeper relationship and connection with than I already had. And the other one just like popped up and we've been rocking and rolling. My 32nd point is, damn, I'm fine and I'm going to keep getting finer. I love that for me. Shout out to all the black women out there. So glad that I'm gang. Like, I literally woke up like this. Point and thought is that I knew that 33 was going to be a doozy, right? I knew that going into my Jesus years, everyone proclaimed that it was going to take a lot out of me. And I thought it was just going to be about things needing to die within me that weren't of God, and things needed to just be eliminated within me, and just like my ways and my thoughts and my actions. But I was very quickly reminded this summer that no, 33 is about surrendering, and it's about me surrendering to the will of God in my life. It's about me surrendering to myself and what I really want to do and who I really want to be, and not letting the outside pressures of this world change what is going on and what God destined to happen and to birth out of me. And quite honestly, when Jesus passed at 33 and he got on the cross, that was, you know, an act of surrendering, because he even at one time said, you know, Father, if this is your will, then, you know, so be it. But if there's any way that you can change this or that I cannot go through this, then please, you know, allow that to happen. And of course, we know that's not what happened. So I really just think that's monumental in me realizing that this is what 33 is about. It's about surrendering. So I love y'all. Be blessed. And there's more to come.